Manners with Parents, The Path to Paradise. In Islam, the rights of parents come immediately after the rights of Allah. Time and again, the Quran pairs worshipping Allah with kindness to parents. This is not a coincidence. Honoring parents is the practical manifestation of gratitude to the Creator. The Quran's command. Allah says, "And your Lord has decreed that you not worship except Him, and to parents, good treatment. Whether one or both of them reach old age, while, with you, say not to them, so much as, uff, and do not repel them but speak to them a noble word." Quran 17:23. Notice the progression. Do not even say uff, the slightest expression of annoyance. Do not repel them, push them away or ignore them. Speak to them a noble word, kind, respectful, honorific. The Prophet's teaching. A man came to the Prophet and asked, "O Messenger of Allah, who is the most deserving of my good company?" The Prophet replied, "Your mother." The man asked, "Then who?" The Prophet, "Your mother." The man, "Then who?" The Prophet, "Your mother." The man, "Then who?" The Prophet, "Your father." Bukhari and Muslim. The mother is given three times the priority over the father because of the hardship of pregnancy, childbirth, and nursing. Adab with parents. What to do? Obey them in everything that is not sinful, no obedience to creation in disobedience to the Creator. Speak gently and respectfully, lower your voice, smile, and choose kind words. Serve them willingly, bring them food, help with chores, drive them where they need to go. Seek their dua, a parent's dua for their child is accepted. Keep in touch, visit them, call them, ask about their health. Spend on them if they are in need. What to avoid? Raising your voice at them or speaking harshly. Rolling your eyes or showing impatience, even subtle gestures are noticed. Ignoring them, busyness is not an excuse to neglect parents. Reminding them of your favors, "I did this for you, I gave you that." Preferring your spouse or children over them in a way that dishonors them. Even after their passing. Make dua for them. Rabbi Irmhuma, Rabbiani Sagara. My Lord, have mercy on them as they raised me when I was small. Give charity on their behalf, it benefits them in the grave. Maintain ties with their friends and relatives. Continue the good deeds they used to do. The greatest reward. The Prophet said, "Paradise lies at the feet of mothers." Ahmad, Nasai. Meaning, the path to paradise runs through serving and honoring your parents, especially your mother. Your parents were there when no one else was. They wiped your tears, fed you, dressed you, and loved you unconditionally. Now it is your turn to be there for them with patience, love, and gratitude.